from the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
And it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. As you just heard, that was Our House by Madness, a clip of the song Our House by Madness, and in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to our producer Heather Epps for choosing these great home theme songs. And if you'd like to hear a home theme song played at the beginning of our radio show, visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and make a comment requesting a song. And if we play your request, we'll send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Show, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 26th through the 28th at the brand new Gilliard Center in beautiful downtown Charleston. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Antiques Market, and we'll be talking to Molly Spence with Antiques Market, also Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, Lillian Thomas with Atkinson Pools and Spas, Alan Altman with QEI Security and Technology, and also Bonnie Aula with FiberSeal. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Antiques Market, and they're located at 634 Coleman Boulevard in the Moultrie Shopping Plaza next to Wild Wing Cafe, right in the corner and across from Moultrie Middle School. And now we're talking with Molly Spence with Antiques Market. How you doing, Molly?
I'm fine.
Good. Molly, take a moment and tell everybody about Antiques Market.
Antiques Market is a vendor's mall. We've got over 100 different booths with almost as many vendors, each one specializing in something different and exciting.
Right. And the space here at Antiques Market, it's huge. It's how many vendors did you say you have here at Antiques Market?
Almost 100 different vendors.
Almost 100? Yeah. Okay. Good deal. And how many square feet is...
20,000 square feet. You really need a whole day to see everything.
Right, right. Yeah, and so, you know, just to put that in perspective, you know, an average house is about 2,000 square feet. If you think about the space and maybe in your own home and multiply that by 20,000 square feet, it looks like a almost like a football field size place here, and that's good because people, I would imagine, like lots of variety when it comes to antiques.
They do, and we sure do have it. We have everything from primitives to 1950s, 60s, vintage.
What's primitives? What do you mean by that?
A primitive is rustic. Tobacco baskets, which are hot right now, are primitives. Old industrial carts. Architectural pieces are considered primitives.
Gotcha. What's a tobacco basket? What does that look like?
A tobacco basket is a large square basket. It's about, they're different sizes, but they run 36 to 48 inches across. It's a woven basket that was used to display the tobacco leaves to buyers before they went to market.
Interesting, interesting. And that'd be an example of a primitive antique that you mentioned.
Right.
Gotcha. What are you when people visit Antiques Market? What things are they asking you folks about? Whether Antiques Market has certain antiques?
People ask us for vintage outdoor furniture, which we have a lot. They're looking for brass. Brass is really popular right now. Mm-hmm. Paintings.
Like what kind of brass?
Any type of brass. Mm. Vintage brass. Not bright and shiny new, but with a patina to it. Something with some age and a story behind it.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. Paintings, you were saying?
Paintings, and we have everything from really old portraits to newer pieces, a lot of pieces of Charleston art.
Right. Interesting. Yeah, I remember a couple years back for our Christmas party, I drew the name of one of our graphic designers, and I came here to Antiques Market and was looking through some old prints that came out of magazines from like the 1910s and 20s, mm-hmm. and ended up finding this really cool print of these vegetables that were made to look like they were people driving down the road in some really old, like an antique car. Of course, it was like a new car at that time when it was, and very, very unique, very reasonably priced, and just one of those one-of-a-kind gifts that you could give somebody.
The vintage advertising is fabulous, and we have several vendors that carry it. A lot of car-related.
Mm-hmm.
Men love the car stuff.
Right.
And women like the fashion stuff. And then there's a little bit of everything else. As new as Elvis and as old as hair cream from 1880.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that a lot of people are looking for antiques from Charleston, from the Charleston area? Maybe they're newcomers to the area or tourists, and they want to take something home that says Charleston.
People love everything related to Charleston. Books, art, furniture, and it works for not only tourists but locals alike. We have a lot of people who have their first home in Charleston who want something that says, this is my Charleston house, not my beach house or my downtown house, but Charleston.
Mm-hmm. That brings me to my next question. You know, when it comes to integrating antiques into your home, do you have to have all old stuff in your house for the antiques to fit in, or can you kind of mix it up, the different styles?
You can certainly mix it up. The most important thing is that you like it. It has to be something that speaks to you. You don't want all one style or period in a room, because then you're just going, that's my 19th century room, and this is my 18th century room. Charleston's been going for 300 years, and everything in Charleston has been combined from all the different generations, and that's what makes it special.
Mm-hmm. Where do you find, you mentioned that you have about 100 vendors here at Antiques Market. Where are they sourcing their antiques?
All over the country. We have, some of our vendors have estates of their families that they bring in here. And then they get the bug, and they end up here for the next 10, 15 years, because it's so much fun.
Right, right.
It's a treasure hunt for our vendors as well as our customers.
It's a treasure hunt, exactly. You know, something that's always a challenge for me is you know, when you're walking through an antique store, is there's just so much to see. Do you how do you focus so that you don't miss something?
It's hard. That's why you say you've got to spend a day doing it. Because you want to just go around the first time and just sort of get an overview of everything. And then you go more in depth. And then you start bringing things up to our whole table.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you know you're hooked, because there's such cool stuff here.
Right, right. For someone who's looking for items from the Charleston area, what could Antiques Market offer?
We have some furniture. We have a lot of Charleston art by well-known artists, Elizabeth O'Neill Verner, Julia Homer Wilson, some of the older artists that you may not have heard of, but once you get in here, it's almost like going and visiting a museum of Charleston art.
Mm.
We have Charleston Books, several dealers carrying Charleston Books.
Mm-hmm.
We have furniture, not as much. And we have silver flatware,
mm-hmm.
estate items. And most of what we have here has at some point in its life been in a home in Charleston.
Hmm.
And it all is a part of Charleston.
Interesting. Yeah, I think I'm thinking back. I think of when we got married, someone gave us a silver serving spoon or something.
Rice spoon, Charleston rice spoons.
And it was, you know, it's just that, but that in itself was very unique, and what a great gift.
Yeah, it did any of those type of things. For a first home or for people getting married, new homes, there's all kinds of estate things just that say this is home. This mm-hmm. is where you are.
How about isn't blue and white antiques, isn't that big
blue
these days?
Blue and white is so popular right now.
Describe what that is.
It's the basis of blue and white is what you think of as willow ware. It's a white or cream background, sometimes with a little greenish tinge, blue Asian design on the platter, plate,
mm-hmm.
cups, saucers, teapots, teacups. But then it expands. There are ornamental, decorative turtles or frogs or whatever. It's just the main thing is it's got to be blue and white, and this is what used to say country kitchen. It's what was the blue and white originally was used as ballast on the ships coming over from Europe.
You're kidding.
No, and
wow.
Now it's here, and it's beautiful. It just sets off a room.
Wow. And people are purchasing teacups, right? That those are kind
the
of a hot
hottest thing for bridal showers and baby showers right now is having a tea party, but not with a matching tea set, with making a collection of different teacups and saucers and tea plates. Which is an inexpensive way to do it, but you get a really unique collection that
mm-hmm.
way too.
Yeah, I can just imagine lots of conversations, you know, being sparked by all these different type teacups.
Right.
What about I love to metal detect, and I've found all sorts of interesting items in the ground here around Charleston. Do you have anything that's like Civil War era?
Yeah. Civil War era ends up scattered in a lot of our booths because this is Charleston, and what are we about but the Civil War?
Right.
We have some vendors who sell mini balls. You can buy just one mini ball from the period. Some of our vendors make small shadow boxes of several different pieces of Civil War artifacts. Mm-hmm. And then we have one case we call it our man's case. There's buttons, pins, badges, whatever you can think of, military or Civil War related in that case.
Wow, interesting. And I love old bottles. How about old bottles here at Antiques Market?
Yeah, you know, the neat thing is that Charleston has a really rich bottle history. So you find bottles from the old dairies. You find old druggist bottles here. We carry the milk bottles are the coolest as far as I'm concerned,
mm-hmm.
but we have other people who come in looking for specific makers of bottles, and they pretty much always find them in one booth or another.
Interesting. Well, how can folks get more information about Antiques Market?
They can call us at 843-849-8850, or they can come see us any day. We're open Monday through Saturday from 10 until 6 and Sundays from 1 until 5.
That's great. And what's the physical address here?
The physical address is 634 Coleman Boulevard. We're in the Moultrie Plaza, tucked way back in the corner, with bottles at one end and Wild Wings on the other. And we just come right to a V, and there we are.
Very good. All right. Well, we have been talking with Molly Spence with Antiques Market. Thanks so much, Molly. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Antiques Market, located at 634 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant in the Moultrie Shopping Plaza next to Wild Wing Cafe. And now we're talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. How you doing, Mike?
Good, Tim. Good to see you.
You too. Take a moment and tell everybody about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives.
We are Charleston's premier outdoor lighting company. You know, we only use the finest materials for Charleston, which is copper and brass, stuff that lasts a lifetime in the sea air. We exclusively use LED, which are the energy efficient, longer lasting bulbs, something that's going to, you know, make your house look beautiful and save you energy costs in the long run. Just a great lighting system, great company for Charleston.
You know, everybody has a porch light or maybe a light on the garage. When it comes to outdoor lights that maybe light up your landscaping and maybe uplighting on your house and so forth, it's not a necessity, but tell me why it is a necessity.
You know, typically running that sconce light or those motion lights or the two, you know, the under, you know, if you've got a porch, those under porch lights, you know, if it's not an LED bulb, if it's a halogen or a incandescent or a CFL bulb, you're going to spend a lot of energy. And with these LED low voltage systems, you know, you come in, one, you know, with that fixture, you know, the fixture you have on the house, it's only highlighting a certain area. With these systems, that highlight the whole landscaping or the whole house. Plus, you're saving two-thirds less energy cost by running them. So, I mean, it makes sense in the long run to get the ambient beauty of the lighting systems and then the energy savings to go along with it.
Yeah, and, you know, if there are people, listeners out here that really care about how their house looks, and they're very proud of how their home looks, and so, you know, people drive by during the daylight hours, they see that beautiful home and the curb appeal that you have. In the evening, they want to show off their house too. And I guess my question would be, is in these days where people are kind of worried about energy efficiency, is this a system from outdoor lighting perspective, is it going to cost a lot to operate?
Absolutely not. You know, and I'll just say, you know, if you've got that beautiful house, like you said, and it looks great during the day, you've done the landscaping, you know, the next step is to highlight it at night. And it really, from our perspective, it makes a house a home, something that looks beautiful. But no, you know, with these LED systems we put in, being that they're low energy, they're LED, you could run these things all night, you're going to save two-thirds on your power bill.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, these things, you could run a system for, like I said, all night, and you might spend a dollar extra on your power bill. Plus, on top of the savings from not having to run that wall sconce or that floodlight outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a great system to have if you're looking for that energy efficiency.
Is the outdoor lighting system, is it run on a timer?
Typically, you know, with technology nowadays, and it's ever-changing, you know, there's multiple options we can do. We have a daylight savings time timer, which I put in a day's date. It knows what time dusk is. It adjusts itself for dusk every night. Does the time change? Has a battery backup? And that's our basic. But also, you know, with these people who are technology sound are looking for that next step, we have modules that you can control from your phone. If you're sitting in the kitchen, hey, you know, with the lights on, hit a button on your phone and they come on. So technology's there. So there's multiple options we can do for those lighting systems.
How can outdoor lighting perspectives help someone who maybe is throwing a party, or maybe they're gonna, you know, maybe it's like a wedding reception at home or something like that.
It's a great question, and we get this a lot now, and it's trending. It's doing the party string lights. You know, everybody loves the old Edison style bulbs hanging down, swooped across a yard or patio or something like that, and it's really becoming very in right now, and everybody loves to do it. We can do it a number of ways. You know, we can do it at LED, we can do it the old school Edison style with the filaments, temporary or permanent. You know, a lot of people, you know, they love how it looks temporarily, and like, hey, let's just leave them up. So definitely something we can handle when it comes to the parties or the weddings, anything like that.
We're in the summer months and the days are long. How does outdoor lighting perspectives demonstrate how a system is going to look? I mean, do you just install it and let the homeowners decide if they like it, or how does outdoor lighting perspectives demonstrate a system?
You know, typically, you know, and it's a per customer base. Some of them, you know, believe in what I can do as far as me being an expert at lighting something, but you know, if the extra step and what keeps us a cut above than, you know, your typical landscaper or your other lighting company, is we will actually come out, set a full demo up, you know, whether you want to light the house, the landscaping, the around the pool, walkways, decks, anything like that. We'll set you up a demo, you know, we'll let you look at it. We can make any minor adjustments on what you might not like, like better, you know, move around. And it kind of gives you an idea exactly what it's going to look like. And I tell you what, if you've ever seen your house and it's dark and then you see that pop when that demo comes on, it's breathtaking.
Huh. Interesting.
Yep.
What's an average system cost from outdoor lighting perspectives?
You know, typically, average system is about 10 lights. You're looking somewhere about the $2,300 range,
mm-hmm.
you know, install, taxes, everything included. And that's LED. You know, we only use the finest copper and brass fixtures, stuff that holds up a lifetime in the sea air, you know, that we give a lifetime guarantee on.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to installing this system, how are the wires run?
You know, typically, you know, being there's varying degrees of yards here in Charleston in the Lowcountry. If there's beds, you know, if it's pine straw mulch, we like to pull that back, you know, landscape stake down to the soil, and then kind of put that back on top of the bed. That way, if you're digging in there, you got the landscapers in there, he'll see the wire, won't cut it. You know, if it's having to be, you know, run from bed to bed or a long run in a yard, we hand dig everything. You know, we like to leave our systems and our customers, you know, property in the same condition we found it, if not better.
Would you ever give a homeowner kind of a, like, even a handwritten diagram to kind of show where all the wires are run in case they do have to dig something up later?
Absolutely. You know, and a lot of people, and I'm that way myself, I'm meticulous about getting my yard exactly how I want it, you know, and that's just something extra that we do. If they want, you know, a handwritten or, you know, a schematic of where the wires run so they know when they're moving around the yard so they don't cut anything, yeah, that's something we would love to do for a homeowner.
What happens if the homeowner or maybe the landscaping company does accidentally cut a line?
Well, that's the great thing about our systems is they're always warranty. You know, we're doing constant maintenance on them. With LED, you want to constantly check, make sure everything's working like it's supposed to year in, year out. And with the warranties we give, say, you know, a fixture gets knocked over or a bulb's out or there's a cut wire, being under warranty with us, we're going to come back, we're going to fix it, take care of you, and then you never have to worry about it. It'll be maintenance-free for y'all.
Does Outdoor Lighting Perspectives work on any systems that you all didn't install? It was installed by a different company?
Absolutely. You know, we service, it says it on our truck, we service all systems, whether it's 110, you know, another lighting company system, or even a cheap Lowe's system, you know, that you just want to fix up a little bit. Anything that can be, will, or has happened, we can come in, we can take a look, we can upgrade it, fix it, and then you don't have to worry. And then we'll put it under our warranty so you don't ever have to worry about it.
Well, that's great. What are the different types of fixtures that Outdoor Lighting Perspectives is? There's uplighting. What are the other names for?
You know, you have uplighting, you have path lighting, deck lighting, moonlighting, or downlighting, as they call it. It's just all in what's specific to your yard you want to see. You know, whether you uplight a tree or say you have a patio area that needs a little. A little downlight, you know, we could do a moonlight to kind of subtly shine over. Or if you've got a pergola, you know, we make these sconce lights that are up and down, so it gives you kind of both. Or even if you got a nice bed around a pool, you know, doing some path lighting around a pool gives a nice ambient feel around it. So, I mean, it's there's multiple kinds of fixtures we use and different applications we can do with them.
And they're all made of materials that hold up well to our salty sea air that we have here in
Absolutely.
Charleston.
Absolutely. You know, if you ever are riding through your neighborhood and you see kind of a what they call a bullet light, you know, it's black, it's kind of cylindrical looking. You know, it's typically a cast aluminum fixture. Something's powder coated. And this sea air, it just it erodes it away. We use solid copper, solid brass, stuff that is non-corrosive, holds up the sea air. I mean, I've got copper fixtures from 15 years ago from our company that I'm servicing now, still have patina nicely, looking good as it did day one when we put it in.
And it when it does patina up, I would imagine that the fixtures sort of disappear. You don't really see them that much.
It really blends into the landscaping. It's beautiful. You know, once you know, your landscaping matures and like I said, those fixtures patina, you know, at daytime it's barely, you know, you're able to see them, but boom, come on at night, it's just beautiful light, and you're like, where did that come from?
Right.
So it's really, really cool.
Well, how can folks get more information about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
You can visit us on the web. Our national is outdoorlights.com, or you can go to charleston.outdoorlights.com. You can give us a call at our office at 843-412-5874, or you can give me a call at 803-351-3007.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining me, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Antiques Market, and they're located at 634 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant in the Moultrie Shopping Plaza next to Wild Wing Cafe. And now we're talking with Lillian Thomas with Atkinson Pools and Spas. How you doing, Lillian?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Atkinson Pools and Spas.
Yes, we're very glad to be here today, and we are a family-owned business and have been in the Charleston area since the early 80s, and we do offer a wide range of pool and spa services, and we consider ourselves a cradle-to-grave company where we design pools, we build pools, we maintain pools and repair them and renovate them as well. We've got a retail store location on Bowman Road. And at our retail location, which is what I wanted to focus on today, is we carry hot springs hot tubs. So I wanted to take a few minutes
Sure.
and talk about that.
Yeah. So Atkinson Pools and Spas, you folks have been in business since the 1980s.
Yes.
That's impressive. And you're locally owned and operated, been around a long, long time. You must have a lot of happy customers.
We do. And that is what is most important to us. It is about establishing that relationship with our clients and mm-hmm. making sure they are happy.
Right. So before we talk about hot springs spas, I wanted to ask, does Atkinson install concrete pools or fiberglass pools?
We are focused right now on custom concrete pools.
Okay.
At the residential and the commercial level.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. And then Atkinson, do you folks offer any kind of weekly service to people who might be a little chemistry challenged?
Yes, we do. And we service over 400 pools a week. We've got a great crew of technicians with our route maintenance. We can come once a week or twice a week, and the guys are well equipped. They even take a photo and email it to the customer after they finish cleaning. And also, we at our retail store, we test water, we can give you a water analysis, and we sell BioGuard chemicals. So if you would rather take care of it yourself, we're more than happy to help you through our retail store there as well.
Does a swimming pool or a spa add value to a house? I remember in the olden days, I guess I remember hearing when I was in my 20s that pools actually did not, it was like a negative value to your house, but that's not the case anymore, is it?
Not in today's world, and it does add extreme value, and it's been proven through local real estate numbers as well that most buyers it is considered an asset.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading an article real quick, and I'm a mother of two young children, and how difficult it can sometimes be to load up your family and head to the pool, and what a wonderful addition this would be just to have it in your backyard.
Right, right. And I always talk about the, you know, when someone goes to sell their house, you know, if they've spent some money on remodeling, if they have certain features in their house like a swimming pool or a spa, you're going to get a certain amount of that investment that you made back when you sell your house. So it's whatever amount that you pay up front, it's not good. It's almost like you're getting a discount because you're going to be paid back when you do go to sell your house.
Exactly. And not to mention the amount of time your family will enjoy it in the meantime.
That's so. It. Exactly. You get to enjoy it and then get paid back when you go to sell your house. But let's talk about, the hot springs spas. What is it about hot springs spas, the brand, that homeowners should pay attention to?
Right. Well, first off, hot springs spas is ranked number one in best hot tub ownership experience. It is also the number one hot tub selling company worldwide. Hot springs spas is one of the big leaders, and it is the only brand we carry at Atkinson Pools and Spas, and it's the only brand we ever have carried, and that's just a testament for how wonderful these hot tubs are and how much we stand behind them. The warranty is unbelievable, and what I love most about hot springs spas is they are focused on the hydrotherapy, the type of massage, so once you get in, your body will have the relaxation and all of the health benefits to soaking in a hot tub.
Do you have? Does Atkinson Pools and Spas have customers that do not own a swimming pool, but they have a hot spring spa?
Yes, and especially older retired couples that you might not have the yard for a pool. Owning a hot tub is a wonderful way to have that family time. There's so many benefits to enjoying a hot tub. Ease of maintenance is one, and of course that's what I love about our company, is that having the retail store location and an open door type policy, that anytime anybody needs help with something or water chemistry or how something works, we're there to help them every step of the way. But back to the actual soaking in a hot tub, everyone's so about personal wellness today, and the benefits that come from soaking in a hot tub improve circulation. It certainly relaxes your muscles and your joints, and it's just an overall wonderful way to spend time with family and loved ones. You can't be texting and talking on a cell phone while you're soaking in a hot tub, so right. It's a great way too just to enjoy company.
Kind of describe the experience of sitting in a hot springs hot tub. Where are the jets going to hit
right.
you and so forth?
Sure. In hot spring spas, I should say, when you asked about the experience, first and foremost, the design of hot springs hot tubs, they brought in BMW Design Works, like the BMW car, to redesign the way the hot tubs look. And I can't say enough about how attractive they are, so it doesn't just look like a big block of something on your porch or patio. It actually, they've tried to make it look like a piece of furniture, and they really are a beautiful hot tub. But once you get in, and how they've been able to insulate these tubs so the water is always the perfect temperature right where you want it. And this time of year, I know it is super hot outside, but the water temperature, you can get it down to 80 degrees or as high as 104. Mm. So there's a wide range. You get it to the temperature you want. And the jets are unbelievable. They have a Moto massage, which really makes you feel like you're sitting in a massage chair.
Mm. Where are the jets going to, like, hit your feet even?
Yes, we do. They have all types. And we, at our showroom on Bowman Road, you please stop by. We've got tons of models for you to take a look at, anywhere from a two-person tub all the way up to a seven-person tub. Lots of different options that from, yes, down to your feet, up to your neck, and all the way, you know, wrist jets, hip jets, you name it. So.
Do Atkinson Pool and Spa customers, do they come in and just tell you that they use their spa every day?
Absolutely, and that's what we love to hear. And that's our job, is to find a tub that's right for you. And we're glad to offer a wide variety of hot tubs. We also have financing through Wells Fargo. The budget, you know, we can find a tub that's just right for you.
Are there any kinds of audio, video, entertainment systems that are integrated into a hot spring spa?
Yes. So not only along with top-of-the-line massage therapy, we also have one of our tubs on the showroom floor has the music system, so you can see how the pop-up speakers with Bluetooth technology, so you can hook up your iPhone or whatnot and listen to music. The lighting is incredible, really cool lighting features and waterfall features, and it's a wonderful, even if you just want to come by to take a look, it's a neat experience.
What's the are the hot spring spas energy efficient? How much does it cost to operate?
They are, and that's a great question. Hot springs has been known to make sure, not only in the insulation but in the type of motors and pumps they use to run these hot tubs, to make them the most energy efficient. Depending upon which model you would like to choose, we're able to calculate exactly what your monthly energy costs would be. They also manufacture and make their own hot tub covers, so you get a tight seal. You can think about the seal on your refrigerator door. Mm-hmm. You want it nice and tight to keep everything in. And
you know, you were mentioning they go as the hot spring spas go as low as 80 degrees. Is
correct.
That right?
Yes.
So, you know, I'm thinking about our swimming pool at home. 85 to 90 is where I like to have the temperature, whether it's summer or maybe in the wintertime. But 80 degrees, that's cool, and that would be very refreshing this time of year.
Absolutely. And hot spring spas, and not only do they have the summer mode where you can make it 80 degrees, but you can also get the cool zone feature added on, which would add a refrigerant line, and you could get the hot tub all the way down to 62 degrees.
Hmm, interesting. Are hot spring spas, are they easy to get into? I know sometimes you have to climb a couple steps.
Yes, and again, with a purchase of a hot springs hot tub from us at Atkinson, we include a pre-site where we actually come out and take a look at where you're wanting to put your hot tub, so we make sure that you have the ease and the ability to get in and out. We've got a variety of steps and also handles to help you get in and out if you need handrails, I guess would be the best way to put that, but to help you get in and out, and lots of neat features to make sure that it's safe and easy and enjoyable.
What's the maintenance like in a hot spring spa?
Great question as well, and it's another topic that I love to talk about with hot springs. All of our High Life models come equipped with the built-in ozonator and a 24-hour circulation pump, so your water is constantly moving and being sanitized 24 hours a day. Hmm. And when I heard about the 24-hour circulation pump, I went, uh-oh, there goes our energy costs, but that 24-hour circulation pump runs off the same amount of electricity as a light bulb.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Interesting. As far as any kind of warranties or anything like that?
Yep. Again, the Hot Springs hot tubs come with a 5-year warranty, and all of our technicians are registered Hot Springs technicians. So, again, if I was in the market, and certainly we're shopping and looking around a company that's been here since the early 80s, you know that moving forward in the next several decades, we'll be around and be able to take care of whatever needs may arise.
Well, there's lots of reasons why someone might not want a swimming pool in their yard. Maybe they don't want they don't have the space or that kind of thing. So a hot spring spa makes a great alternative. And I can just, you know, who wouldn't want to come home from work and maybe have a glass of wine or a beer and sit and just unwind and talk about the day in your hot spring spa?
Absolutely. It is would be a wonderful addition.
Well, how can folks get more information about Atkinson Pools and Spas?
Sure. Feel free to stop by our showroom. We are at 1113 Bowman Road. We're right across the street from the new Dick's and Nordstrom's Rack. Our retail store is open Monday through Saturday. You can also reach us at 843-881-3068, or feel free to visit our webpage at www.atkinsonpools.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking to Lillian Thomas with Atkinson Pools and Spas. Thanks so much, Lillian.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Alan Altman with QEI Security and Technology. How you doing, Alan?
Doing good.
Good. Alan, take a moment and tell everybody about QEI Security and Technology.
Well, we're a local company. We're actually the third largest South Carolina-based security company. We do a range of things, to your basic security, to high-end audio-video design, lighting controls, and those things. You know, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Security is obviously something that people are very keenly interested in these days. Let's talk about the security end of things. How can QEI Security and Technology help a homeowner secure their home?
Well, we basically set up an appointment with the homeowner. We go in there and we ask a bunch of questions. I mean, we want to make sure that we're going to be satisfying the needs of the client. So we want to make sure that they are educated on everything that's available to them, first off, because they need to know what's there. And once they make those decisions, then we go through and we fine-tune the security options exactly what they want.
Mm-hmm. What would some of those security options be?
Well, you got everything from your door contacts to motions, glass breaks, various things that are available, to home technology, which is your automatic door locks, your lighting controls like light bulbs, thermostats, you know, those things all get packaged together and they operate off of one app. Mm-hmm. So a customer can actually be anywhere in the world and they can remotely unlock their door, they can turn on their lights, they can change the temperature of their house.
Mm-hmm. Does a homeowner, does a homeowner have to, once the security system is installed, do they have the option of it being monitored with the local police or not monitored, and so that if there was an intrusion, an alarm would sound at the house to try to, you know, scare away the intruder?
Well, on the security side, it's going to sound. It's going to automatically let them know. And if they're not home, it's going to let the intruder know. Everything is monitored. So basically, it's going to go straight to Security Central, and Security Central is going to call the authorities. Mm-hmm. Whether it's fire or whether it's a burglary, they're going to get notified.
Okay. QEI Security and Technology, you folks were a sponsor of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour a couple months ago on Daniel Island. Why does QEI Security and Technology, why did you all sponsor the home tour? Why is talking to people building new houses important to QEI Security and Technology?
Well, because we're local, we want everybody to know that we're local. We're here. We're here to serve them. We're not going to be your typical big company that you talk to somebody, you don't know where they're at. We want to make sure that everybody knows that they can call us for service. We're right in their backyard. We're going to be there. We're not going anywhere. And, you know, they need to know that. That's important. I think in the Low Country, I'm from here. I'm from James Island. So in the Low Country, it's very important to a lot of us that live here to know that we have somebody that's going to support them right in their backyard.
Mm-hmm. How you brought up other out-of-town companies. How does QEI Security and Technology set itself apart from maybe some of the national security companies?
Well, I've worked for a national security company before I came to QEI, and it's important to me. It's that family feeling that you get with QEI. When you make a call, you're calling somebody that's right here. You're calling our office. We're going to have the same person that actually installed your system is probably going to be coming if you have a service issue. The problems that I've heard through larger companies is sometimes you're a number. You get caught up into that, and then the next thing you know, you don't get the service that you want.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about even on this radio station during Rush Limbaugh. I've heard there's a national company that will sell you a security system and you install it yourself. Is that something you would recommend to homeowners?
Well, we don't recommend it, of course, because that's what we do. We actually install the system for you. You know, some people believe that they can actually just do it, but what we're going to provide is we're going to test the system. We're going to make sure the system works properly. If anything goes wrong, all you have to do is make a phone call, and we're going to be out there to fix it immediately for you. When you do yourself systems, if you're not really familiar with how to put a security system, it's just basically following directions. A lot of things could happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, products do break. Products do come in, and they don't function correctly in the beginning, and we catch that when we're installing a system.
Mm-hmm. QEI Security and Technology, I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine. It's showing one of, it's kind of a photograph, and it looks like a custom-built house, and it looks like there's one of the QEI Security and Technology representatives with an iPad, and they look like they're showing a homeowner, kind of walking them through how to operate their system. Talk about how the system is, how a QEI Security and Technology system is operated on an iPad.
Well, all of our systems that we install, whether it be high-end audio, video stuff, or just your basic security, they all come with an app that you can actually put on a smart device, whether it be a tablet, Android, or iPhone, or Apple product, or we're going to actually be there. We're going to educate the customer. We're going to set it up for you. We're going to make sure that everything's done. With the app, you're able to set notifications for your system to specifically do certain things, certain times of days that you want to. There is so much that our systems can do. It's hard to explain in just a few moments.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do is we sit down with a client, and we're going to actually go over everything very thoroughly so they fully understand exactly what their system's capable of.
Mm-hmm. So, like a homeowner has an iPad at home and they want to listen to Spotify music out on the back porch, for example.
QI security and technology. You folks have already installed speakers outside on the screen porch, and a homeowner could just on their iPad call that up and listen to some music outside.
We can do, there are so many things that we can do when it comes to the high-end audio and video. We can do landscaping lights to lights throughout your house. You mentioned the Daniel Allen Home Show home that has a theater inside of it that has various lights that are on controls to where you could actually basically say, I want everything to turn on at night to certain, dim your lights, mm-hmm. turn certain things off. There's just a wide variety of things mm-hmm. that are available.
That's great. What do your customers say about the ease of use? Are these systems, whether to operate a home theater or listen to music at home, or to operate the security system or home automation, are they pretty easy to use?
They're very easy to use. I mean, and that falls back on us to make sure that we educate the customer properly. If we don't educate the customer properly, then they're going to get confused. So everybody's different. Some people, you tell them one time and they're going to get it. And some people, it may take a couple times, but that's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. We're here to make sure that you fully understand how everything works.
And QEI security and technology, you folks will kind of hold the hand of the homeowner long after the sale just to make sure that they're comfortable. That's great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we stay in contact with you throughout the even after your home has been installed. We want to make sure that everything works properly because mm-hmm. it's super, super important to us that your security or home video, whatever you choose to do in your home, you're very satisfied, you're happy with the product that we put in. It's very important.
Mm-hmm. And you were telling me before we started the interview that QEI Security and Technology, you folks, first and foremost, are electrical contractors.
Well, we're a third-generation company, and we started off in the electrical end of it, and now that, we do security now. So we've been around.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going anywhere. We're very solid. So I think that's important that customer know that. We work with quite a few new home builders, and mm-hmm. we do a lot of wiring, structured wiring, and things of that sort in those particular builders.
And this is a conversation for another time, but, when it comes to the audio video in your home, the security, that's referred to as low voltage, and then if you're installing the wiring to power your house, that's high voltage. But
right.
having a QEI security and technology, you folks are electrical contractors first and foremost, and so having that knowledge, I'm sure, benefits homeowners when you're installing these low voltage systems.
Oh, correct. I mean, we have the knowledge already for the electrical side of it, and then it's just a separate side, the LV side, the mm-hmm. low voltage side.
Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about QEI Security and Technology.
Well, you can visit our website, which is QEISecurity.com, and go to that website, and it's very thorough. There's bios of me, for instance, and all the security consultants that are on there if you're interested in security, and it just goes through a vast array of things that we do, numbers that you can call if you need more information. It's all available there. It's an excellent website.
Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Alan Altman with QEI Security and Technology. Thanks so much, Alan. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Bonnie Aula with FiberSeal. How are you doing, Bonnie?
I'm fine, thanks, Tim. Nice to see you again.
Bonnie, take a moment and tell everybody about FiberSeal.
FiberSeal is a 45-year-old fabric protection and care company. We take care of fabrics, rugs, upholstery, anything that we call soft surfaces, so that homeowners don't have to be worried every time they have a red wine drinking friend come over, or a grandchild, or a new pet, new puppy.
Gotcha. So FiberSeal, you folks offer a fabric care system then for furnishings?
We do. The way we normally work is to go into the home, do a consultation appointment if the client isn't sure exactly how much she wants to have done, and we talk through what her concerns are, take a look at the fabrics, and see the best way to take care of them. Then we schedule an appointment for our techs to come in and put a fine misty spray on the pieces. It's non-carcinogenic, non-harmful. It takes about 2 to 3 hours to dry. We give the client a product kit for minor spills, but what our clients relish the most, they tell us, is that they don't have to worry anymore, because if they do have a major spot or spill or accident, then they can call us for service as often as they need to. And our techs, of course, use a range of commercial products that are unique to FiberSeal to take care of it.
So so somebody has their grandchildren over, and at the grandchildren's home, they get to eat on the sofa. But at granddaddy and Nana's house, they're not allowed to, but they don't know that. And they go ahead and they spill something on the sofa. What does the homeowner do at that point? Do they freak out?
No. We tell them to go to the laundry room and dig out that product kit that we gave them a few weeks or months ago. Take a look at the booklet. If it's Saturday night and they can't reach us, which is unusual because our phones roll over on the weekends. But the booklet has about 30 different spills listed, and it says if the grandchild smears red frosting on the back of the white sofa, use this product, and if that doesn't work, give us a call. And that way they can schedule us to come the next business day. We do emergency calls sometimes, but normally we operate Monday through Friday, and we'll come work on the spot and take care of it.
So they're able to kind of spot clean it and then use the use the kit that FiberSeal provides them, and then if there's still a problem, they can call FiberSeal and you folks will come out.
Right, or if they're hesitant because it's a $300 a yard piece of silk that's on the chair and they're nervous about what to do, they can call us and we can talk them through those first steps. But the main thing is to know that we're not going to refuse to come take care of it, even if they just called us the day before for something.
Doesn't upholstered furniture already come with some sort of a fabric protection on it?
Some does, but it's primarily to protect that fabric during shipment. It's not designed to be something that lasts, and it's a protection, albeit temporary. We're not a fabric protection company. We're a fabric protection and care company, which means that we take away all those concerns about, gee, I paid to have this sprayed someplace, and now I have to call an 800 number, and they're telling me that I should try this from the grocery store, and if that doesn't work, then we have to negotiate about how much to depreciate the value of the furniture so that we can see about getting some reimbursement. I'm not denigrating other systems, but we have a very unique niche with clients who have invested in their furniture. They don't want to start over when a fabric's been discontinued and a chair is ruined, so they have to redo everything. So we're there as their backup.
FiberSeal is very popular with interior designers. Why do interior designers encourage their customers to use FiberSeal?
I walked in one of the few cold calls I've ever done. I walked into a beautiful store owned by a designer and just started to tell her what we did, and she said, "Stop, you've got me right there." She said, "I sold a white sofa to a client with a puppy," and she said every week she's coming in with a cushion saying, "What am I supposed to do about this, because my puppy or my grandchild or my husband or my neighbor spilled something." We take those headaches from the designer so that she can just say, "Call FiberSeal." We also give her a lot more latitude in the type of fabric she can recommend for an installation, because the homeowner knows that they have that comfort level of the backup from us.
Gotcha. What about outdoor cushions? Can those be protected with FiberSeal at all?
They can. Obviously, what clients tend to describe as umbrella, which is the whole range of acrylic type fabrics, we do take care of ones that are under covered areas. If it's an exposed area, we suggest that the client save their money, and when it comes time to clean them, we'll come clean them and take care of it that way. But for covered areas, porches, screened-in porches, homeowners use this for a couple of reasons. One, they're still going to get spills that need to be taken care of. And two, the creative designer at Sunbrella has been quoted in an article that we have as saying even Sunbrella fabrics need to have a treatment of a protective product every year or two. So we're that backup for the client, and we're the ones to come when they have a spill. Mm-hmm. I should mention that we get about 94% of the spills and spots up. And of the remaining, we're normally able to make them look a lot better. We don't think a reputable company can promise 100% of every fabric, every spill, every time, and under every condition. But we've never had a client yet tell us that they were disappointed that they invested in our service.
Mm-hmm. And for outdoor cushions, you might even have like some bird droppings or some of those things.
Oh, you get all kinds of scary things that nobody wants to touch except our techs.
And Fiber Seal will protect the outdoor cushions even from bird droppings?
Well, I have to tell you, I got into this business because I had two white chairs that were not covered well during a renovation, and birds got in the house, and that's what started me on this path. So, yes, it's a lot easier to remove with the fabric protection that we provide, and the client doesn't have to deal with that mm-hmm. because most of our clients don't want to.
Does Fiber Seal go on anything else besides upholstered furniture?
I'm glad you mentioned it. We do a world of rugs. We do a lot of draperies, surprisingly. Not so much because clients are worried about spills, but because they're worried about having draperies dry cleaned. They're worried about shrinkage. If we apply the protection to draperies, and it's a pretty nominal cost, then that dust sits on the surface instead of getting down into the weave, and it can be more easily vacuumed off. And so they can go years without having to dry clean draperies. You know, they may want to redecorate before they have to actually clean them.
Is there like an average cost that you have for a homeowner? Is it expensive to have Fiber Seal installed?
Most of our clients tell us that it's less than what they paid in sales tax for the piece of furniture.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking about an Oriental rug or a sofa or a chair, for example, a sofa normally runs around $235 to $245 for the treatment, the product kit, the refills, and the service calls for a year, sometimes longer depending on the piece of furniture.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, just as a point of reference, a club chair, fully upholstered, normally runs $85 to $95. So it's certainly within the realm of affordability. And we're giving you that measure of confidence that you can use your furniture and actually enjoy it.
And the user will, when you sit down on the sofa, it's not going to feel stiff or crunchy or anything like that? You won't even know it's there?
We've done $70,000 Oriental rugs, and we've done silk sofas, and we've done a rooms-to-go sofa for a young couple that's just starting out. It does not change the hand or the feel of the piece that's being treated.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, you might have an average priced sofa or even an inexpensive sofa, and to keep it looking good for a long time, you might want to have Fiber Seal put on that, because otherwise, you know, a sofa that maybe isn't the most expensive may not last as long without Fiber Seal.
Good point. That's one of the reasons we've been around for 45 years.
Well, how can folks get more information about Fiber Seal?
It's very easy. They can either contact me directly, Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, at Fiberseal, FIBERSEAL.com. They can call us at 843-345-9966, or they can go on the Fiber Seal website, Fiberseal.com, and under locations be able to track us down.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Bonnie Aula with Fiber Seal. Thanks so much, Bonnie.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I say to home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.